At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dick. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Thursday morning. And by the way, just a little programming note. Next Tuesday morning, we're going to be joined by Scott Pemberton, who's going to be talking with us about all the festivities that are happening next Thursday for 50s night in New Bedford. Of course, it's the third Thursday in July. That means it'll be time for 50s night. And so Scott's going to join us Tuesday morning to kind of preview that and what people can expect. But of course, if you have been listening to WBSM for the last couple of years, you know that we have taken 50s night to a whole new level by playing nonstop 50s music from 3 p.m. now until midnight. The first year we did it till 10 p.m. Last year I said, you know what? Nobody's looking. Nobody's watching over my shoulder. Silly them. They gave me access to program it all and taught me how to do it. So now I can do whatever I want. I'm going all the way to midnight with the music. And it's also because you folks said, we want more 50s music. And sponsors said, we're happy to sponsor more 50s music. So we will have it from 3 to midnight on 50s night, which is scheduled for Thursday, July 18th. The rain date is the following Thursday, the 25th, but hopefully we don't need it. And we will have, beginning at 3 p.m. until 10 p.m., all the great hits of the 50s, so that you can be out there dancing, you can be listening to it, getting ready to go down to 50s night, you can be listening to it on the way home, you can have the WBSM app running on your phone and listening to it as you're walking around. But then also at 10 p.m., we're going to switch to the backseat music for mom and dad. After the kids have gone to bed, you can sit on the couch or maybe go out into the car and go into the backseat. And kids, if you wake up and your parents aren't in the house, where are they? What are they doing out in the car? Just go back to bed. Do not investigate further. Just go back to bed. They're fine. They're okay. Just go back to bed. So we will have all of that for you. And of course, 50s night on WBSM is brought to you by our great sponsors, Empire Ford, Market Basket, Leach Auto Body, and Elite Auto Detailing. And if any, if you're a New Bedford based business or a South Coast area business, and you want to get involved in the 50s night fun, let me know. Tim@WBSM.com. We'll try to work it in before I lock in all the songs. If you want to be a sponsor, we can get a few more commercials scheduled in there for you. Because it really is a signature event now, not only for the city, but it has become a signature event on the WBSM calendar that everybody to. There's people that don't even listen to this station because the talk radio isn't for them. But when they know that it's going to be 50s music, which you really can't hear anywhere else these days on the radio, they start tuning into WBSM. And everybody was coming up to me the last couple of years at the event and telling me how much they love the 50s music. They keep asking, can you do it again? Yeah, we get special permission to be able to do this one night a year. So it's we got to jump through a lot of hoops and we've got to cross a lot of I's and dot a lot of T's and make sure we dot all the lowercase j's. But we've got to do all of that. Yes, I mixed it up on purpose. Strike that, reverse it. Thank you. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm okay. Not bad, right?
Yeah. Are you excited for 50s night? Are you going to go down and see the cars?
You know what? I am, because I've never gone to it. And yes, I really am very excited. Laura was telling me about it, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go. I do love old cars. I love cars. I love car shows. So I know I'll have a blast. And I think I know some of the 50s music. My husband would play some, you know, so... and you know what? I just love all music.
Well, once you hear it playing on July 18th, you're going to say, oh yeah, I know this song. And the next one, oh yeah, I know this song. So you'll get a lot of that.
I'm sure I will. I mean, cause I never stifled my husband just because there was a generation gap. I appreciated everything that he appreciated growing up on and listening to. So, you know, it's all good. And I just, first I just want to say my condolences to Colleen's loss of her sister. Made me really sad for her. And so, you know, I just wanted to put that out there. And so now about this 50s night. So they closed the whole downtown? Is that what, they closed a lot of streets? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, so it's Purchase Street. And it goes all the way down to, you know, Route 18. So it's, I think Purchase Street is the top. They start, so, you know, when you turn down Union Street at the Dunkin' Donuts off, what's that, County Street?
Yep.
Is that County? No, which, well, anyway, from there down, it'll be closed.
Right.
And then it goes as far over as, like, the YMCA all the way over to, like, Elm Street.
Oh, okay.
We'll have the map out for it before ahead of time.
Oh, will you? Okay, well, thank you. And now, so, like, with your music, you playing all this music, do they have speakers attached down around there all the music?
Downtown, there will be they'll have live bands performing, and they'll have DJs downtown. So when you're actually downtown and looking at all the cars, there's a lot of different musical performances that will happen, whether it's DJs or whether it's bands. But so what we do is we kind of supplement that by giving you 50s music that you can listen to, you know, in the car or when you're at home getting ready for it, because the event itself is only from 6 to 9. So we start the music at 3 so that you can start listening to the 50s music before the event even starts downtown. And then, you know, we keep it going even after 9 p.m. so that, you know, people aren't ready for the night to be over. So we give it to you all the way until midnight.
Yeah, 6 to 9.
You know, if you've got the WBSM app on your phone, if you want to walk around and play it on your phone between the musical acts and as you're walking around, you can do that too.
Yes, I can do that.
And we'll have, you know, we have a radio we'll be set up down there. We'll have a radio on the table and we'll be playing it too in between the performances.
Okay, yes, because I remember it was last year, right, that you were at a table?
Yep, we've been doing it the last few years, yeah.
Yeah, and I never got to go. So this year I'll keep, you know, I'm gonna go. Like I said, Laura was telling me about it. And speaking of Laura, I just have to say real quick, she sent me a thank you card in the mail. Like, who does that anymore? That is just so classy. And her handwriting is phenomenal and a beautiful card. So that I thought was really sweet. So yeah, so when I go downtown, hopefully we'll hang out for a little bit.
I'll tell you a story here about a thank you card. And I don't think this person will mind me telling this story, but we recently gave away tickets to the Lana Del Rey show, which was, you know, a very highly sought after ticket. It had sold out right away, and we had some to give away. And we had one of the people who won when she came down here, she was practically in tears. She was so happy to have won those tickets. And then... when she went, she sent us a thank you card in the mail. And this is a girl, she's probably like 20, 22 years old. She sent us a thank you card in the mail and just thanked us for the best night of her life. She went with her sister. Aww. And if you know anything about that concert, you know, there was rain and thunder and lightning. And so she only played for an hour and people were kind of upset about it. But to this young lady, it didn't matter. You know, they had the time of their life. And so I've never had a listener send a thank you card like that before for a prize.
That is good. Yeah. See, and especially at that age, to be aware of, you know, that it's just something special, and it doesn't happen. Well, that was very sweet. And also, Casey was phenomenal. We got everything done. So, yay!
Well, I did say to Casey, I was like, you know, if she couldn't help you figure it out at this point, the next best option was to just have Pink show up at your house and perform a concert just for you, because it was that much of a struggle. But you got him now, and now you're ready to go.
Yes. Very, 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 very happy. Relieved. Like, that was such stress for me. I was afraid I was going to lose him or something. That's why I didn't dare do it. But yeah, it wasn't even as hard as I thought it was going to be.
It's just a little weird the first time around. And thank goodness Casey got involved, because I didn't realize that you had to have the Gillette Stadium app either. You know, this whole new thing of all these different venues. That's why whenever a winner wins tickets, we have Casey contact them, because she knows all the ins and outs of it.
Yeah, exactly. And that was the main thing too, the Gillette app. And I said,
You just happened to get those at the time when she was still out. So, you know, it took a while for us to be able to coordinate it all. But as now you can vouch for, now that it's all said, it's actually it's a much better system this way.
Oh, much.
And the best part is you don't have to worry about remembering to bring the tickets with you when you go to the show. Because I've gone to many concerts and events where I've gotten about halfway there and said,
oh, no,
and had to turn around.
That would be a nightmare for sure. Oh, so that's about it, kiddo. I just wanted to put all that out there.
Well, you stay cool today and have a good day.
You too. You stay cool.
Take it easy.
Bye-bye.
If you want to call in, 508-996-0500. And I know that this online ticketing is a bit of a change for some people. And especially if you are, you know, nervous about having it on your smartphone. But let me tell you, it's way better than having the physical ticket. I went to Alanis on Tuesday night, and having that ticket on my phone. And what you can do is you can leave it in the app. And just open the app and show them. You can also transfer it to your Google Wallet or your Apple Pay wallet. And then you can, you know, just keep it there. As long as they can scan the barcode. That's all that matters. It's super easy to do. I love it because, again, I don't have to remember to bring tickets. And it's great for us because you don't have to come down here. Because, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. We don't have a full-time staff person to answer the door. We don't have people here all the time. A lot of the folks who are here come in early, and so they leave early. So you might not be able to get out of work until 5, but if you were to come by here at 5:30 to pick up tickets, there's nobody here. So that's why we are so happy to use this system, because then we can send them to you electronically, and it's a lot easier for everybody. You can sign for them electronically, and we can send them to you electronically. And thank you to our partners at Live Nation and Ticketmaster for making this happen, because this has been huge. I've been talking with Jackson, the person who coordinates all of these promotions, and I've said to him, dude, we've got to keep this going year-round. And I know that there aren't always, you know, shows happening, but let's talk to people. Let's keep this going, because everybody's jumping on these contests. Hundreds and hundreds of entries for all of these contests that we've been doing. Huge. You know, if I was giving these tickets away by saying caller 7 right now wins a pair of tickets, you know, 25 or 30 people might try to call in. And yeah, caller 7's going to win, but then the rest of those people are like, I didn't even have a chance. And people will say, I'm not even going to call because, you know, I'm not going to get through. Or they try to call and they get a busy signal. This way here, hundreds of people all have a shot. And it isn't who's fastest on the phone, it isn't who has a Wi-Fi connection at the moment to make the call. None of that stuff comes into play. Everybody's on an even playing field. That's why I like it. So the program that we use to collect all the data randomly selects the winner. And then we just reach out to you and let you know that you're the winner. So much easier. And if you want to enter to win tickets to see Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire, we have that up right now at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And tomorrow, we will have up there, at some point tomorrow or Saturday, you'll have the chance to enter to win tickets to see Green Day, Smashing Pumpkins, and Rancid at Fenway Park. Another one of the biggest shows of the summer. And I was talking with some folks at the Xfinity Center on Tuesday about the ticket giveaways that we're having. They said, wait a minute. You said you work for a talk radio station. Yeah. And you have all these music tickets? I know. It's something special we set up. Just because our listeners are so awesome, we want to make sure that they have the chance to win things. So anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take a break. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. That is Space Hog in the meantime from their album Resident Alien, which is also the name of a really fun show that's on the Sci-Fi Channel, and you can catch it streaming on Netflix. I've been catching up on it because I didn't watch it when it came out on Sci-Fi. I saw it on Netflix and people had given it a lot of positive reviews and said it was very funny. It's one of the funniest shows I've seen. And I'm enjoying it. I'm just about done with season two. Then I think I have to switch over to Peacock to see season three, I think. But it's very funny. You'll enjoy it. If you like fish out of water stories, you'll like it. Very quickly, Not Bad wants to know if Skeddy tried his suggestion to eject the stuck CD in the car. Skeddy, you can just send me an app chat message and let me know if you got the CD out. Also, we were talking before, and we'll talk more about Chief Oliveira's new 3-year contract, and I got some app chat messages on that too. But I was talking about how Round Ball Rock, the NBA on NBC Music, is the best sports anthem of all time. And Robin Akushnet says, have to disagree. Nut Rocker, the Bruins opening on WSBK 38, and Monday Night Football's Hank Williams Jr. opening theme have my vote. I've never been a big Are You Ready for Some Football guy. And I don't watch hockey. I'm sure if I look up Nut Rocker, I'll remember it. But I know the Hartford Whalers music. But I don't know the... I don't think I know Nut Rocker. I'll have to look it up. I'm sure once I'll hear it, I'll be like, yep, yep. But I did say NBA on NBC's Round Ball Rock is the best sports anthem of all time, but nothing really got me amped up for what was to come. And I guess it kind of counts as sports. But when you heard, it's more sports entertainment, but when you heard this, oh, hold on, let me turn that off. Here we go. Now that's Obsession by Animotion, and I play that quite a bit on the show. But that's from the original opening to Saturday Night's Main Event on NBC, the old WWF show that would come on once a month in place of SNL. And there was something, I don't know, there was just something about watching Saturday Night's Main Event, because it was, you know, 11:30 at night, you weren't supposed to be up that late. But here you are watching wrestling at 11:30 at night, and it's all new. And it was always big time stuff that happened on Saturday Night's Main Event. So nothing really got me as amped up as hearing that music. But Round Ball Rock is a close second, especially, you know, watching those Bulls games of the 90s. Because yes, I've always been a lifelong Celtics fan, but the 90s, you know, late, early 90s, mid 90s Celtics, they were nothing to get too excited about. But I am excited about getting all the big stories of the day right now from Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
George Clooney calls for Biden to drop out. Democrats react. A mosquito virus joins Tripoli and West Nile in the Northeast. And that extreme heat can wear out your car.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Democrats are reacting after George Clooney called on President Biden to drop out of the 2024 race. Representative Dan Goldman of New York says Biden ending his campaign is an ongoing discussion.
I appreciate hearing Mr. Clooney's opinion, and we'll continue to deal with this within our Democratic family.
In a New York Times op-ed, the longtime Democrat said he recently hosted a fundraiser for Biden and noted he was not the Joe Biden of 2010 or even the Joe Biden of 2020. He then referenced Biden's shaky debate performance, saying, quote, party leaders need to stop telling us that 51 million people didn't see what we just saw. Fellow Hollywood titan and Democrat backer Michael Douglas weighed in, telling The View he's concerned about Biden. Democratic National Committee Chair Jamie Harrison, on the other hand, says the party needs to get behind Biden. Biden, meanwhile, gearing up for his first press conference since last month's debate with Trump. Biden will speak with the media today at 5:30. It's the first time he's taken questions solo since November of last year. Witnesses are taking the stand in Alec Baldwin's involuntary manslaughter trial in New Mexico. Prosecutors played police body cam footage of the frantic scene where Baldwin was asked not to talk to crew members, but could later be seen talking to at least three of them.
I'm happy to stay right here and do everything.
Well, Lieutenant, I just want you to stay away from everybody and not to talk to nobody. So we can wait right here and have everybody step back, or we can wait in the back of a petroleum, but I prefer to not put you there, okay?
Baldwin was rehearsing with a prop gun on the Rust movie set when it went off, firing a live round and killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins in 2021. He claims the gun malfunctioned and fired when he pulled back the hammer, but prosecutors say tests show the gun could not have been fired without pulling the trigger. Baldwin is also accused of not following safety precautions by rushing film production. New York and New Jersey are seeing increased cases of the dengue virus as cases rise around the world. The Centers for Disease Control says nearly 200 people there have been infected this year. Other cases have been confirmed in Puerto Rico, Florida, New York, Massachusetts, California, Colorado, Arizona, and D.C. The virus is carried by mosquitoes that thrive in warm climates. Symptoms include fever, aches, nausea, vomiting, and rash. And AAA is warning about how extreme heat can affect your car. When there's a heat wave, AAA spokesperson Doug Shoup says more vehicle breakdowns tend to happen.
You know, hot summer weather could mean battery failures, air conditioning repairs, tire replacements, and a higher demand for emergency roadside assistance.
Shoup adds proper vehicle maintenance, especially during high temperatures, is key to avoiding heat-related issues. Shoup recommends checking your battery. Most car batteries last 3 to 5 years, so if it's older than that, you may want to test it before heading out on that summer road trip. And inspect the tire pressure, because tires can experience more blowout on hot pavement. Lastly, if you can, keep your car out of the heat by parking it in shaded areas, a carport, or the garage, and use sun visors to minimize heat buildup.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Oakland Athletics last night 5-2. Their series wraps tonight just after 7 at Fenway Park.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Look for some morning clouds and a chance of showers or thunderstorms till about 9 a.m. After that, we're going to clear to mostly sunny. It will be breezy and humid with a high in the mid-80s. For tonight, mostly clear, your low near 71. And for Friday, mostly sunny, a chance of a shower or thunderstorm late in the day, your high near 85. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
listen, it's okay if you take whatever you want, but don't take her against her will, man. That's not cool. Anyway, but if you can't get enough of your love, that's understandable. But if you can't get enough classic cars and you want to get yourself psyched up for 50s night, which is happening next Thursday, 1 week from tonight here in New Bedford. But if you want to experience some classic cars before then, Edaville is having a special event this Saturday from 4 to 9 p.m. They'll be having a car show and cruise-in night hosted by the All Wheels Association. You can go right now to Edaville.com and get your tickets. They start at just $12.95. So if you want to go see classic cars and experience all the great rides at Edaville, ride the train and everything else they have going on, you can get tickets starting at just $12.95 at Edaville.com. And it's one of the many, many great summer events that they have going on all throughout the season. There are Christmas carnival nights throughout the summer. They're going to have the Cranberry Festival returning in the fall. And, of course, you'll have the Festival of Lights for the holiday season. So you can get ahead of all of that and get your season passes right now. Or you can get tickets to all these individual events right now at Edaville.com. And follow the Edaville Facebook page, because not only can you find out about all of these different events that they have going on, but they keep you updated with all of the work that they do around the park. And you can see behind the scenes just how much there is involved in not just running the amusement park side of things, but in running the train operation. And the great work that Hannah and Brian, who are the operations partners in Edaville, the people who are actually running the park, they also operate Main Locomotive and Main Steam I forget the name of their business. It's in my brain all jumbled up. I think it's Main Locomotive and Steamworks or Ironworks. Anyway, they fix a lot of trains for a lot of different railways. And so you can follow along with all the great work that they do. So check out that Edaville Facebook page. You will really love the behind-the-scenes peek that you get at everything. And make sure you head on out to some of those great summer events, including their car show and cruise-in night this Saturday from 4 to 9. All right, 508-996-0500. Just really quickly, Skeddy did reply back. She hasn't been in her car yet. She's been in a friend's car, but she will definitely try it today. And she said, thank you, not bad, in Oak Bluffs. So, and we will get some more into the police chief's new contract in New Bedford. Paul Oliveira signing a new 3-year deal that'll keep him as chief through June of 2027, at least. Midway June. It expires June 15th, 2027. So we can get more into that, too. But right now, let's go out to steamy Las Vegas with Lamone. Good morning, Lamone. How you doing today?
Hey, good morning, fella. You know, sometimes you hear a song, it brings tears to your eyes, you know. Remember, like that song, "Don't Take the Girl" by Tim McGraw.
I don't listen to Tim McGraw. I don't know any of his music.
You don't know that song, "Don't Take the Girl"?
Nah.
Oh, that's crazy. Well, yeah, you are a young man. Well, I was listening to my music all about, and that song came on. Sometimes I always get a little tear in my eye. Okay, more than that. No, I wasn't crying like a little girl or anything like that, but I was so boohooing, and like I was so dry, I didn't have any tears coming out of my eye. That's crazy. And no more fluid for tears. That's crazy. And so yeah. So when you were a youth, who was your favorite football player?
As a kid, because, you know, I would have only really cared about the Patriots. I was a Steve Grogan guy, but then, you know, I started playing video games and became kind of a Joe Montana fan.
My
kind of obscure favorite player was Steve Bono, the backup quarterback for Joe Montana in Kansas City. Ooh. Just because, yeah. I was like, his last name is the same as Bono's first name. So
you're reaching, huh? Well, yeah. Hey, it could be those names. You could have said it's Sonny's name, Sonny Bono.
That's true.
About that, did you?
But I always wanted a Steve Bono jersey, but you couldn't find one back in those days. There was no internet to order one.
So if someone got you one right now, would you wear it?
I probably would.
What size would a person have to get for you if they found one?
Oh, I don't know what size I'd be in an NFL jersey, but I'm an XL in a regular shirt.
So actually say maybe double X, just in case, you know, when you get out and playing, when you get older, whatever, or you might have something that lounge in, whatever the case may be.
Yeah, just wear that and nothing else. Yes. That's well, exactly what I would do.
50s night, huh? So when it comes to 50s, I love all kinds of music. Like I said, my mother gave me, nearly 2,078. And one of my most favorite songs, this is also my top 10 favorite songs of all time, Twilight Time by the Platters.
Yes, absolutely.
That is a beautiful song. And I remember seeing three different innovations of the Platters here in Las Vegas. They used to come here often, you know, it was in the Green Book, you know, they would come here, like, I was saying how, like, I used to work at the Moulin Rouge when I was, like, and not even, I was in, like, in the 11th grade working there. And mind you, I wasn't, you know, when I was working for 88.1, I wasn't even old enough to be buying booze or even being in the room with booze. But then again, it didn't stop me as a youth. And so, but yeah, I just think that it's 50s is a time that it's the people that are back from those days. They have they're like one of the last ones that had the respect. I'm not saying the last ones, but they have the respect for the government. Like I said, the greatest generation that are going, they were military.
And that's you know, something that Joe Jesus used to talk about. So this whole, I know you're not from the area, Lamont, so I'll give you a quick breakdown. 50s night started because Joe Jesus, who was, you know, kind of one of the most recognizable figures in New Bedford. He used to own a peanut shop in downtown New Bedford. And so everybody knew him, and he wanted to bring back the spirit of growing up in New Bedford in the 50s. And so on Thursday nights, everybody used to cruise the downtown area in their big flashy cars and always look their best for all the guys and girls that were down there. And so he started 50s night as a way to kind of bring that feeling back. And he would come on the radio and talk about that very thing, you know, the differences between now and then.
Like the poodle skirts and the bobby socks and things like that.
Yeah. Except I probably would have been one of those greasers with a leather jacket causing trouble. I would have been the juvenile delinquent.
Or you've been like the ones that are like the juvenile delinquents that are like from It, or more like the ones from the Outsiders.
More like the Fonz, you know, where like yeah. I'm kind of the, you know, I'm kind of the guy from the wrong side of the tracks, but I don't really do anything wrong.
Yeah, I used to be like the Fonz myself, but I was just like a big fudgesicle, and it was just awfully fun. People would come around me and, can I get a lick, sir? Go right ahead.
Well, speaking of the Fonz, we might be jumping the shark here. I got to hold you there because I got to take a break here.
Okay, thanks for spending a little time with me this morning.
Likewise.
I hope that everybody out there has a good day. And so what about that statue we were talking about?
That's, you know, that one that you sent me, that's the one that's in Gloucester, which is a couple hours drive from here.
Have you been there to
No, I don't think I've ever been to Gloucester.
That's sad. Not have I look who's talking, but I guess it was like.
Yeah, but I live a short drive from it. You live on the other side of the country, so.
Yeah, you know, and it's really sad if I have to come all the way out there and you still don't take. I think that if I came out there to visit, you take a brother around to a nice few nice places. I'm sure maybe you might even be able to spend the night at Lizzie's. I don't know. You're still charging my
Yeah, I don't know if I'm allowed in there.
Really?
Yeah, that's something.
Maybe since you're so skinny, they will know who you are. I said, oh, this is my friend. This is Mr. C. Thomas Howell, you know.
You had to pick the most obscure of the outsiders. I couldn't be Patrick Swayze or, you know, Ralph Macchio or something. I got to hold you there, Lamont. I do got to take this break.
At least I didn't call you Ilian Gonzalez, right?
That's true. Yes. Yeah, what you have before. All right, I got to go. You have a good day.
Any spookies this weekend?
Not this weekend. I'm going to see Third Eye Blind with my brother.
So am I with your brother.
All right, I'll see you there.
Yeah, you're like, hey, brother.
All right. See you later.
God bless everybody. And thank you for your entertaining all the people out there. And hey, Sister Skinny, I just wanted to send a holler out.
All right. Thank you, Lamone. Have a good day. Stay cool out there. That is Lamone in Las Vegas. I got to take this break or I'm going to run out of time. We'll be right back. Channels gather splendor. And of course, that is the Platters with Twilight Time, one of the great songs you'll hear on 50s Night during our big broadcast, happening from 3 p.m. to midnight next Thursday, July 18th. As you are heading downtown to check out all the cars and all the fun festivities for 50s Night, we're going to have your soundtrack all afternoon and evening. And it is brought to you again by Empire Ford, Market Basket, Leach Auto Body, and Elite Auto Detailing. So it's going to be really, really fun. And that song will definitely be one of the ones that we'll be playing. Love the Platters. That's actually a cover. People don't realize that that song actually predates the Platters. It's from 1944. So, but they, of course, did the version of it that is most recognizable. And one of my favorite songs of the 50s, too. I mean, a lot, I won't lie to you. A lot of the playlist is because I like those songs. I made sure I've worked in some novelty songs, and I've made sure that it's, you know, things that I like, but also things that I know that you want to hear. So you'll hear a lot of, and you can send me requests, tim@wbsm.com, or send me app chat messages for me to put into the 50s Night lineup. Can't guarantee I'll be able to get everything because it's just what I have access to in our library, but we'll try to get it in there for you. One of my favorite songs that I always thought was from the 50s when I was younger was Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye by the Casinos. You know, tell me you love me for a million years. Then you can tell me goodbye. You know, if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. And then I found out later that song's from like 1968 or 69. I was like, wow. But it was kind of like a, almost like a doo-wop revival type song. But my rule for 50s Night is it's only songs released between January 1st, 1950 and December 31st, 1959. I keep it strictly 50s because that's how Joe would want it. So you'll hear some great songs and have some great memories, and you'll hear Joe sprinkled throughout the night as well. So I think you'll enjoy it, even if you're not going to go down to the 50s Night festivities. It's a way to kind of have a 50s Night for yourself and keep the spirit of the 50s alive, no matter where you may be. You know, some people like Limon in Las Vegas, he's not going to make it down here for 50s Night. So he can have his own 50s Night out there with all this great music. 508-996-0500. We were talking about Police Chief Paul Oliveira's contract, his new contract that will keep him on the job for another 3 years. Jeff sent an app chat message saying, good morning, Tim. When I lived in New Bedford, I applied multiple times to become a police officer, scoring in the high 90s in the civil service exams. I am a law-abiding citizen with no criminal record and was denied twice. It's the hiring process in the New Bedford Police Department that is flawed, not the fact that there are no candidates available. If you look at the current civil service eligibility list, there are over 100-plus individuals looking to become an officer. Sure, but the problem is those 100 don't want to come to New Bedford when New Bedford contacts them about the job. I had Lieutenant Carolla, or then now he's the Assistant Deputy Chief, Scott Carolla, but he was on with me when I think it might have been when I was on 9 to noon. But he had come on to talk about their efforts to try to bring in more people. And they were having these kind of study group type classes to get people ready to take the civil service exam, so that they would have an idea. Not only could they help people who were nervous about taking the test, but they would have an idea of who was looking to take that test and would want to come to work in New Bedford. So it's not for lack of trying. And again, you know, if you applied multiple times, I don't know when you last applied, but this new effort over the last, I'd say, year or two might have changed things. And if you were still interested, maybe try again. And I know you don't live in New Bedford anymore, but that doesn't matter. They've done away with that residency requirement because they need to get people to come in. And you get a $5,000 sign-on bonus. 508-996-0500. Maybe we can squeeze in a call or two before we give way to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now. But right now, I've got to take my last break of the morning.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.